family from sweetest friends, it should be a special sus of Miriam Rats Yikyu, Sus of Fabi Fega Basmikal Dispensia, Socha Fale Israel, Tino Ben Esther Mithab, Socha Fale Israel. We're going to be learning the Shalosh Shittas Drasha, given by Marana Rav Zitzal, Parashas Vayero, in the year of Tefresh Tzadi Beis, 1931. Vayera Elav Hashem Be'elonei Mamre. Hashem appeared to him in Elonei Mamre. In Yanashel Heit Galut, B'rosh HaParasha, U'miyuchad V'mino. The idea of revelation at the beginning of this parasha was very unique, because it doesn't tell us what the content of this revelation was. What is the Vayera? The beginning of the revelation, at the opening of the parasha, is characterized by the Torah as seeing, and only after a lot of different maisim comes to Va Hashem, Vayomer Hashem El Avraham. Then there's an Amira. It starts off with a Ve'iya, Hashem appears to him, and only later do you have an Amira. First comes the Ve'iya, then comes the Amira and the Shmira. In contrast, the revelation to Moshe is on the level of Kriya. Vayikra, Vayidaber. God calls to him, God speaks to him, and then Moshe Rabbeinu asks for a re'iya. Hare'eni na et kvodecha. Show me your honor. He asks for the re'iya, and he's answered in the negative. Lo tuchal lir'ot et panai ki lo yir'ani adam b'chai. You can't see my face, because nobody can see me and live. To understand the difference between Moshe and Avram, first we have to define the concept of Re'iya and Divu. The connection between man and his fellow is composed of the speech of one to the other, and the other listening to the speaker. Speech is not an exact expression of thought, and there is a contraction vis-a-vis one's internal world. As the Rav writes in a poem of his, published in the 17th volume of Sinai in Elul in the year 1944, page 15, he writes, when I want to say something, the ruchnius, the elevated ruchnius, already fell from its strong hidden place. So dibur is yirida. It's a tzimtzum vis-a-vis the internal hagut of a person, his internal thoughts, his internal feelings. V'lo zu bilvad, ala af ma sheshmiya ha-medaber b'foal, lo tamid neklat b'melo mashma'uto v'libo shel ha-shomea. Even what the speaker was able to say is not completely understood in the heart of the listener. Derech klal, kavanat ha-medaber mbuseset al yiriya rechava, שמתוכה הוא בחר את הקטע הדיבורי, ועל הרוב יבין השומע רק את אותו הקטע ולא את ההיקף כולו. When somebody speaks, a very, very important idea, deep idea in human communication. When someone speaks, there's a broad scope of ideas that he wants to express, and when he speaks, he's just expressing one sliver of that, and not the entire compass of what he wants to say. Just one piece, one section, the chelek hadiburi, the part that he feels he can express, the part that he desires to express, but not everything. So really the tzimtzum is a double tzimtzum, it's a double contraction. One is by the medaber, between him and himself, what he means and what he actually says, just the very expression of words is not going to really say what he's thinking, what he's feeling. And then the listener also is not going to fully comprehend what's being said to him, because the listener is coming from a different place than the speaker. Can't fully comprehend what anybody is ever saying. הדיבור וכן השמיעה מטבע עניינם נתפסים קטעים קטעים. לעומת מערכת מצמצמת זו במישור הדיבר והשמע, הרי עניינה של הראייה רחב וכולל. כל כמה שניתנה הרשות לעין לראות, הרי היא קולטת בסקירה אחת. So speech and listening by nature are perceived piece by piece. In contrast to this contracting system of speech and hearing, the idea of seeing is much more broad, it's much more inclusive. When you say a word, you're just saying one little, saying letters, and each letter was put together, and that forms a word. But that word can only be understood in the context of the sentence, and the sentence in the context of the paragraph. So that's heard k'taim, spoken and heard k'taim, k'taim, section by section. But seeing, you can see everything at once. In other words, let's say you look at your bookshelf, so you can see a lot of different books at once. Now you have to say the names of all those books, it'll take you a while. That's k'taim, k'taim. מכאן ההתעלות של ראיית פנים בעזרה. שלוש פעמים בשנה יראה כל זכורך. כדר שבא לראות, כך בא לראות. בראייה אחת, רגע כמאמרה, קיים מצוות ראייה. Person sees in one shot. He comes to the Azara three times a year to see and be seen, says the Gemara in Chagiga. In one moment, he's already mekayim the mitzvah of Re'iya, like in Chagiga Zayin Aval Alf, that's Rav Yerichon, Rambam Chagiga Beis Vov. So such a Re'iyas Panam Avraham was zochen at the beginning of our parasha, Vayero Elav Hashem, Vayero Elav Hashem. Whereas at the end comes the parasha's Nisayin HaAkeda. Re'iya kolelet shebarosh ha-parasha, מצטמצמת אחר כך בדיבור ובשמיעה על מגבלותיהם, אפילו הראייה המצופה בסוף הפרשה, בעקידה, נותרת כתקוות העתיד, השם יראה אשר יאמר היום בהר השם ייראה. גילוי כזה בא בדרגת הניסיון, כדברי המדרש והלכים ניסה את אברהם, נתת ליער הנץ להתנוסס. ניסיון אחר ניסיון. וגידולין אחר גידולין, בשביל לנסותן בעולם, בשביל לגדלן בעולם, כנס הזה של ספינה. So first you have the Re'iya Kolelos at the beginning of the parasha, that inclusive Re'iya. Then you have Dibur and Shmiya to Avram, from Avram, with all their limits. And then Re'iya is a hope for the future. Hashem will see that it will be said today on the mountain of God, he will be seen. And this is an Nisayon. Parsha starts with Hashem, Nisas Avram, Elokim Nisas Avram. Nisayon achar Nisayon. Avram is tested time after time in order to be menaseh, to elevate a nace is a mast, a high flag, shrila gadlan ba'olam, to elevate you in the world like this mast of the ship. In Chazal, we hear about a discussion between Menashe and Yeshayahu vis-a-vis the envisioning powers of prophecy. But the nevuah of Yeshaya ve'ereh et Hashem yoshev al kisei ram v'nitsa Yeshaya vav aleph ta'an Menashe harei Moshe rabam shel nevim amar ki lo yirani adam v'chay. How can it be that you, Yeshaya, says Menashe, are saying, I will see Hashem sitting on his exalted chair, the throne, Moshe, the master of all prophets, the teacher of all prophets, didn't go that far. He just said about him, it says, Ki lo yirani adam b'chai. What do you mean you'll see Hashem? You can't see Hashem and live. So in the Gemara, in Yevamos Mempes on the base, famous Gemara, it says, a hagdora, v'ri'iyatoh hanevu'it shel Moshe, about Moshe's ri'iyah nevu'is, aspaklaria ha'me'ira, Moshe saw with a clear looking glass, l'umat ha'darga shel Yeshayahu, v'hanevim ha'acherim, aspaklaria she'ina me'ira. Dargat aspaklaria me'ira, v'kesh Moshe ha'reinina, Moshe saw with an aspaklaria me'ira. The Nevi'im saw with an aspaklaria she'ena me'ira. On the level of Moshe, of aspaklaria me'ira, he asked for ha'reini nas kodecha. And he was answered in the negative. But Yeshaya was able to see Hashem on his lower level. Ve'eres Hashem, he says. That's aspaklaria she'ena me'ira. And the Yetzim Inyan has galus that's machlokes ben Rishonim. Is Re'iyah identical to the revelation of angels? That's the sheet of the Rambam, the Moira, Chelek Beis, Perek Mem Beis. Or is seeing Malachim one level and prophetic vision is higher than that? That's the sheet of the Rambam, Bereishis Yud Ches Aleph. Umnam Eitzel Avraham, Kadam Arei Nevoah L'Riyat HaMelechim. First it was Vayera Elam Hashem, he saw first Hashem appear to him. And then Vayisa Ina Vayar V'inei Shlosha Anashim. Ve'omer, Shegam Im B'Mekomot Mesuyamim, Yeshna Chafifa, Bein Riyat Malachim, Bein Hetkalut Nevoit, Arei Eitzel Avraham, Hen Shtei Pchinot. Zoha Metsuyanet B'Pasuk Vayisa Ina Vayar, וזו המכונה בלשון ראייה ויראה אליו השם. ויברם, first there was the מאיר הנבואה, ויראה אליו השם, and then there was the ויסעין אב היער, והנה שלושה אנשים. And then comes the prophets. Prophets appearing, the angels appearing to him. So you see that sometimes even though there's an overlap between seeing angels and prophetic visions, but here, Avraham Avinu, these are two bechinas. First is the prophetic vision of seeing, of God appearing to him, and then the angels. There's the Vayisayna Vayar, he lifted up his eyes and he saw these three angels. And then there's the Re'iyah Vayerai Lav Hashem, however, you can't compare with what Moshe Rabbeinu saw. V'lo kam navi od b'Yisrael k'moshe. The Medrash tells us, right, there was no prophet like Moshe. And the Medrash says, V'otah sh'shalom Moshe l'marom b'kshu malachei ha'sharet l'vgoa b'moshe. Asa bo ha'kadosh baruch hu klastirin shel panav shel Moshe dome l'Avraham. Amar lehem ha'kadosh baruch hu, I atem et b'yishim himenu, lo ze sh'yeradetem etzlo ve'achaltem b'toch u'beito. רוצה לומר, משה התלבש בצורת קלסטרו של אברהם. תהיה לנו השגת נבואתו של משה בדרגתו, דרגת אספקלריה המאירה, נזקקת היא לקלסתר פניו של אברהם. נמצא דרגת אברהם, שמבעדה מפיקה דמותו של משה, גבורה מדרגת הראייה המאופיינת באספקלריה שאינה מאירה, וממוצעת היא בין זו לבין מעלת משה. אספקלריה המאירה. Medrash tells us that when Moshe went up to Shemayim, the Malach HaYasharis wanted to harm him. And Hashem made his face like the face of Abraham, and Hashem said, aren't you embarrassed? You ate by him. In other words, Moshe looked like Avraham Avinu, meaning that the Hasagas Nevuah of Moshe and his level, the Darga Vaspaklaria Meira, requires the class derpanim, the facial features of Avraham Avinu. It emerges that the level of Avram, that behind it shines the form of Moshe, is higher than the level of seeing that is characterized as an aspaklaria she'ena me'ira, and as a memutza, is a middle ground between the between aspaklaria she'ena me'ira and Moshe. Avraham Avinu is somewhere in the middle. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to be mislabish beklaster panav shel Avraham Avinu. Avraham zocheh l'ri'iyah. Avraham Avinu zocheh to see. And then this is contracted afterwards to his galus b'dibur. And that's the klaster panav shel Moshe zocheh bo. בביקוח עם המהלכים על הזיקה לעולם המעשה. ואילו לעולם, משה עצמו זוכה לדיבורים הרבה, רק אז מבקש את מרחב הראייה הבלתי מוגבלת. So Avram starts with ראייה, and then it's מצטמצם בדיבור. And that's the... That connects to the facial features of Moshe. The facial features that Moshe was Zochetu when he argued with the Malachim. It says that he was mislabish with the class there upon Avram. And Moshe was Zochetu a lot of Diburim, and then he wants to get the Re'iyah. ראייתו של אברהם הצטמצמה לבחינת הדיבור המודיע לו על עניינה של סתום. כך אמרו במדרש, כיוון שעלה אברהם לארץ ישראל, אמר לו כל הארץ אשר אתה רואה, לך אתננה. לפיכך, כשביקש להחריב הי כרכים האלו, אמר איני מחריבן חוץ מדעתו של אברהם. לפיכך, כשבא להחריבן, נמלך באברהם. שנאמר והשם אמר המכסה. תקנתה של סתום לא יכולה לבוא על ידי מהפכה, בגלל רשעותם המיוחדת. ויאמר השם זעקת סדום וכו'. אמר רבי לוי, אפילו אני מבקש לשתוק, דינה של ריבה אינו מניח אותי לשתוק. תנו מה שהניע את גילוי בחינת הדיבור ויאמר השם הייתה זעקתה של אותה ריבה. The Re'iyah of Avraham Avinu that afterwards was mitztamtzem, contracted to a level of Dibur, was what this Dibur told him about Sdom. The Medrash says, when Avraham Avinu went up there at Sil, Hashem said, well, the whole land you see, I'm going to give you. And therefore, when he wanted to destroy these five cities, he said, I'm not destroying them without telling Avraham. Therefore, he first consulted with Avram. Hashem said, should I cover from Avram what I'm going to do? Should I cover it up? The Hakana of Sdom, the fixing of Sdom, can only come through an upheaval, through a ma'apecha, because of their special rishus. Hashem said, even though I can be silent myself, but I can't leave that Reba, that girl. What caused the dibur of Hashem, Bayomar Hashem, Hashem speaks to Avram, was the zaka of that Reba, of that girl. And that was about Staka. Like the Gemara tells us that there was a certain girl who brought out bread to an ani, and they found out about it. And they put honey on her, and they put her on the head of the wall. This is Sanhedrin Kuftei Samit Beis. And then the bees came and ate her up. You have to understand, Bnei Noach weren't Stabal at Staka. So why did Hashem destroy stone? Because of a lack of Staka. That's not their mitzvah, and what does he want from them? So this Haficha comes through one of the three angels. And what their jobs were is discussed by the Gemara, the Medrash, the Rishonim. Because one malach can't do two shlichuyos. However, the one who healed Avram is also the one who saved Lot. Ki refuah natzelah one inyan. But nevertheless, the malach whose tafkid was to destroy stone. Why did he come to Avram? The chorus whole inyan only starts afterwards. Where if the irachet of anshei stone was lacking, they denied stuck on chesed sheval taisa. We could remain silent and turn a blind eye. But since they built for themselves a whole ideology of evil, of preventing tzedakah b'kum v'aseh, like with that girl, and that ended up causing them to kill. So for that we can't be silent. Because b'nei Noach are mitztava al shfichus damim. But in order to fully assess the great riches of Anshei Sdom, we have to investigate if befoal the mid of chesed has been revealed in the world. Because if it's still hidden, then parallel to that, we can remain silent and turn a blind eye, and therefore the malach, whose job was to destroy stone, comes to Avram before he does it. He sees the great mid of chesed in its practical application. Azakin v'cholen, the third day after his milah, and he's running towards the orachim, the malach, who saw the greatness of Avram Avinu, the chesed, is the malach who brings the ra to stone. When he sees the chesed of Avram, only because of that, the ra of stone could happen. And that's what the pasuk says of Mechasen Yimei Avram. Can I cover up from Avram? What's the problem of covering up from Avram? What does Hashem have to tell Avram for? Just Avram understood that there's a bechin of chesed that can stand for Anshei Sdom. As the Medrash says. They had chesed there. And since he didn't find the Sarat Tzadikim, it's not Kedai afterwards. He didn't find 10 Tzadikim. So he said, it's not Kedai to daven for them. Because I haven't yet been able to move far same Torah's chesed, stuck of Atava. The Riyah Gedola that was opened before Avram by Raya Lav Hashem, the Riyah Lokit, unlimited bounty, which is rooted in the Midah of chesed, didn't yet come to a place of piercing. That was Mashpia properly on the world. And therefore comes the Tzimtzum of Amira, since in stone, there was no ches, there weren't even 10 tzaddikim. So, that caused a symptom of the re'iyah to Amira. And then ultimately, to Vayomer Hashem Zaka, stone v'amura ki rabba. And it was an Amira telling him that stone is going to be destroyed because the mid of chesed hasn't yet properly been misparsing. However, after the Bechina of Hizgalus, the Hizgalus of Bechina Sa'asif, the revelation of what's going to be in the future, Vayikra Avraham Shem Makomu Hashem Yireh, Shiomru Li Me'a Dorot, Rashi says, Shebar Yad Panim Kolelat Ubulti B'Gvulit, Azai In Yoter Tzimtzum Shel Dibur, V'en Dibur Matyached Yoter B'Tzimtzumo Im Avraham. Kvaster Pana V'Meirot Shel Hayareh Haroeh Anira, Hofech L'Nes Let Noses. After the Hizgalus of Avram called the name of that place Hashem Yireh, they're going to say this for the Doros, Rashi says. When this Riyas Panim Kolelas, an unlimited Riyas Panim, comes around, then there's going to be no more Tzimtzum of Dibur. And the Klaster Panav HaMeiros of the Yare Roa and Nira is going to be a Naseless Noses like we saw before. It's going to be like an elevated mast. Beautiful. Shulei Hashmua, Amar Rav Adari Zichrono Levracha, Hashem HaTechni Shel HaParasha Mishamesh K'Nekudat Motza Le'Iyun. Ra'iya Hi Mushag Yisod Gam B'Nevuah Bechlal V'Gam Eitzel Avraham Befrat K'fi She'Oleh Me'Hadgashot HaRabot Hen B'Reishit Darko Shel Avraham V'Hen B'Sof HaDerech B'Ma'aseh HaKedah. HaDiyun B'Mashmut HaRa'iya HaNevu'it Movil HaHashva'a Im Moshe וחודר למשמעויות האחרות של הלשונות המשמשות את דימויי הנבואה. דיבור ושמיעה. מתוך דברי חז"ל עולה יחס מיוחד בסוגיית הנבואה בין משה ואברהם. אמנם אצל אברהם בא הצמצום המאפשר את יחסו לעולם העשייה, ומכאן ניסיונות הסנגור על סדום. סנגוריה זו לא נתקבלה מאחר ורשעתם של אנשי סדום הפכה לשיטה אידיאולוגית. ולעומת שיטת החסד של אברהם, אין לה תקנה אלא בהעברתה מהעולם. ראייתו הבלתי מצטמצמת של אברהם בסוף דרכו, היא היסוד לראיית פנים לדורות. בהר השם ייראה. והדברים נפלאים ביותר למביני דבר, ותודה רבה רבה שהקשבתם. שלום שלום.